नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. Into 8, chapter 1, the Manus administrators of the universe, text 15th. Ihate Bhagavan Isho, nahi tatra visajjate, atma labhena purnartho, navasidanti yanutam. Ihate engages in activities of creation, maintenance and annihilation. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Isha, the Supreme Controller. Na, not. He, indeed. Tatra, in such activities. Visajjate, he becomes entangled. Atma labhena, because of his own gain. Purnarthaha, who is self-satisfied. Na, not. Avasidanti, are disheartened. Ye, persons who. Anu, follow. Tam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is full in opulence by His own gain. Yet He acts as the creator, maintainer and annihilator of this material world. In spite of acting in that way, He is never entangled. Hence, devotees who follow in His footsteps are also never entangled. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 3.9, Yajna arthat karmano anyatra loko yam karma bandhana. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work binds one to this material world. If we do not act in Krishna consciousness, we shall be entangled like silkworms in cocoons. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna appears in order to teach us how to work so that we will not be entangled in this material world. Our real problem is that we are entangled in materialistic activities, and because we are conditioned, our struggle continues through punishment in material existence, in one body after another, in different forms of life. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 15:7, Mamai vamsu jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mana shasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which includes the mind. The living entities are actually minute forms who are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is full in everything. And the small particles of the Lord are also originally qualified like Him. But because of their minute existence, they are infected by material attraction and thus entangled. We must therefore follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then, like Krishna, who is never entangled by His material activities of creation, maintenance and annihilation, we will have nothing for which to lament. Navasidanti ye anutam. Krishna personally gives instructions in Bhagavad Gita, and anyone who follows these instructions is liberated. Following Krishna's instruction is possible when one is a devotee. For Krishna instructs that one should become a devotee. Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. 18.65 Bhagavad Gita. Always thinking of Krishna means chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. But unless one is an initiated devotee, he cannot do this. As soon as one becomes a devotee, he engages in deity worship. Madhyaji. A devotee's business is to offer obeisances to the Lord and the spiritual master constantly. This principle is the recognized way to come to the platform of bhakti. As soon as one comes to this platform, he gradually understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And simply by understanding Krishna, one is liberated from material bondage. Hare Krishna. So, before starting, I would like to seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. Before attempting to speak something on this verse. So the translation says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is full in opulence by His own gain. Yet He acts as creator, maintainer, and annihilator of this material world. In spite of acting in that way, He is never entangled. Hence, devotees who follow in His footsteps are also never entangled. So, about entanglement, sometimes this question is asked, that Lord has primarily two energies, superior energy and, I mean, living entities and inferior energy. Antaranga Shakti, Tatas Shakti and Bahiranga Shakti. So living entity is the marginal energy. And living entity is superior to the inferior energy or the material nature. So Bhagavad Gita says in 7th chapter, Ye dam dharyate jagat. The living entity is exploiting this material nature. Living entity is superior, has the power to exploit or manipulate the material nature. Then how is it that living entity gets entangled in that material nature if the living entity is superior? If we are superior, if we have the power to manipulate, how we become entangled in this material nature? So recently we were, at Vada Farm only this thing was shown. Somebody got a big banyan leaf, banana leaf. So there, he showed, like these examples are given, silkworms in cocoons, or spider makes its own cobweb, but then gets entangled in that cobweb. So he was showing how this big web was there. So, and the spider was entangled inside. So he said, spider creates its own web by its own potency, by its own energy. But then after creating, he gets entangled in that sometimes. So similarly, although living entity is superior, 7th canto this example comes, even though living entity is superior, but while manipulating material energy tends to get entangled. And then Prabhupada writes, Supreme Personality appears in order to teach us how to work so that we will not be entangled in this material world. Teaches how to work. It's a science. He teaches us. Our real problem is that we are entangled in materialistic activities. And because we are conditioned, our struggle continues through punishment in material existence in one body after another, in different forms of life. So we are conditioned. Our struggle continues. In fact, one of the Vaishnava poets sings this song. He says, Dukhera Sagore. It says, Bhasi Ache Utariye Janina. He says, I am swimming in the ocean of material suffering and I do not know of any way to be lifted out. It's very nice actually, this explanation given here. Dukhera Sagore Bhasi Ache Utariye Janina. Dukhera Sagore. So he is a very nicely, this is a like realized platform. One understands how he is drowning in this material ocean. And somebody who is drowning, as we often quote this example, somebody who is drowning, it's very difficult to save himself on his own if he is drowning in the ocean. Even an expert swimmer fails to save himself. So what to talk of somebody who doesn't know? So this whole, such a vast ocean of this material world, so Dukhera Sagore Bhasi Ache Utariye Janina. He says, I am swimming here in the ocean of material suffering and I do not know how to save. So in great desperation, he says, Uthal Deu Asi Che Chutiya. He says the raging storm. Asi che chuti. I can see this material nature or material energy is attacking me from all corners. Bhagavad Gita says, Vimura nanu paschanti paschanti jnana chakshusha. If somebody is enlightened, well, many times when we preach this, that somebody is suffering, people say, oh, where are we suffering? We are all enjoying life. What is there to suffer? So somebody is suffering so badly that he doesn't even realize that he is suffering. Vimura nanu paschanti. So only when one is enlightened by knowledge, by the speech of pure devotees, when one is enlightened, when that transcendental sound vibration touches the heart, then he realizes first of all that he is suffering. He is in this miserable condition. Uthala devu asi che chutiya. Asi che chutiya. Ki habe taha jani na. So just like a person, a big raging storm is approaching him. And he can see that he is hardly any distance. There is no hope for him. He is being sucked into the whirlpool. I remember just now, actually in the farm, we went for a swimming in the river. Vaitarani. So I don't know whether it really happens, but when we jumped into the river and we went like swam little distance, and then one of the villagers came running. He came running. Only 2-3 of us were there. And he started telling. He said, there is a big whirlpool there. It's going to suck you inside. Come out, come out. Now, how to come out means I have to swim all the way to come out. I was like way deep in somewhere. Long distance I had already swam. It was all very deep water. I cannot even walk out. So I remember every moment it was such a fearful thing because he's telling this water is sucking at different directions, people inside. That area was very deep. So I don't know whether it really happens or it was just making a story or what. It's a local person. But such a fearful situation it was. And I was the only one in the deep. Everybody was on the shore. And he's like shouting, come out, come out. And first of all, I didn't understand why to come out. Such a nice water we are swimming, we are in. And finally, he tried to shout to make me hear that, yes, it's very dangerous, come out. And I don't know. The only thing I could think was, maybe there are some crocodiles here. So I was like, I don't know what's there, what is happening. But still, that fear is there, something is there. The water is not a natural place. Some danger comes, I can't save. At the most swimming, not save yourself to some danger, it's very difficult. And the other two people, they don't know how to save. So they are standing there and they are shouting and finally somehow struggling hard and becoming more breathless out of fear, I somehow reached the shores. And then they told me what is the whole story about. So he said, that's what I was wondering, there was no person in the whole water. I was the only one in the deep. So I was thinking, why? Nobody is there today. Generally it is full. So it says, Uthal Devu Asi Che Chutiya. So it says here, O Lord, please rescue me from the raging storm that is rapidly approaching with torrents of rains. When it reaches me, I do not know what will happen. So it says, Mamave Vamsa Jeeva Loke. Prabhupada quotes this. Here, one Prakriti Sthani Karshati, living and it is struggling, and he has become so conditioned that he doesn't even realize that he is suffering and he is struggling. But here, it's very nicely revealed. The raging storm of this material existence is approaching. So he feels completely desperate and helpless. What am I supposed to do? Always the condition is highly fearful. Few days back, one devotee came and asked me this question. He said, is it not that we are preaching, chant and be happy, but our life is always so stressful? Is there always there is so much stress which is troubling us? And we also need sometimes, okay, let's take a break from devotional service and take a break from this philosophy now. At least once or twice a week, you know. Just go out and do something. Because the moment we hear, the only thing it creates is fear. Love is very far, but first thing created in the heart is fear. Material nature is very fearful. And actually, so he was telling so much, always my whole, I'm so tensed up all the time. I just can't enjoy life because always so much fear is there. So many times devotees do become fearful, so it is said. So in fact it's good in one sense, to some extent. Because at least one realizes that material existence is a fearful state of existence which is trying to devour us at every moment. So ki habe taha janina. What will happen then if the raging storm devours us? What will happen? So very difficult. So therefore only thing he can desperation. So he knows now I am entangled. If somebody is drowning, he knows who can save himself. Who can save? Only somebody from outside water can come. Because like I was drowning in the river, because nobody can come inside the river and save me. Because if I am going to pull it inside, he will also be pulled inside. So the modes are so powerful, who is going to save? So somebody who is free from modes. Somebody who is free from modes, only he can save. So it says, so therefore in that realization he understands who can save. So this translation says, he, capital He, Supreme Lord, he is never entangled. Hence, devotees who follow in his footsteps are also never entangled. So this is ki habe taha jani na. In that desperation, first thing he does is he calls out for the Lord. Deen doyal, tumi bhagavan, par koro amai shamne. Deen doyal. He says, you are the supreme personality who is merciful to poor fallen souls. Please save me from the terrible storm that menaces before me. Par koro amai shamne tufan. And then he understands this thing. Tumi jadi prabhu nahi koro par. Tumi jadi prabhu nahi koro par. Parer asha rakhir na. So now in his complete realization, he has understood this fact that yes, tumi jadi prabhu, if you do not help me, if you do not are not ready to deliver me, rescue me from this raging storm, parer asha rakhir na. Do I have any hope of crossing this ocean? No hope. Lost all hope if you do not look at me. So that is the like complete conviction he has that this is the only shelter. Bhagavad Gita says, Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. Sudurlabha. Such a person is very rare who has understood that the only shelter, only hope, only thing to hold on is Supreme Personality of Godhead in this raging storm. So that is the platform of perfect peace. Parer asha rakhirana. Tumi jadi prabhu nahi koro par. If you do not deliver, then there is no asha for me to get delivered. So this is very interesting. So the hope that not only the Supreme Lord but his devotees, without that there is no other asha to deliver us. So here it continues that it says, we must therefore follow the instruction of Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is never entangled by his material activities. Then we will have nothing for which to lament for. Krishna personally gives instructions in Bhagavad Gita, and anyone who follows this will be liberated. What are the instructions? Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Always thinking of Krishna means chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. But unless one is an initiated devotee, he cannot do this. As one becomes a devotee, he engages in deity worship. A devotee's business is to offer obeisance to the Lord and spiritual master. This principle is a recognized way to come to the platform of bhakti. So very simple. Bhakti is very simple. What Prabhupada prescribes us is a very simple process. What is Lord Chaitanya's movement is very simple. Susukham. Very blissful. What is he recommending? The recognized way is chanting Hare Krishna, deity worship and the simple and offering obeisances to the Lord and the spiritual master constantly. As soon as one comes to this platform, he gradually understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kalina na ati dirgena. Bhagavan vishate hridi. Kalina na ati dirgena. Very soon, he will realize. He just needs to have patience. Simply by understanding Krishna, one is liberated from material bondage. So we see the simplicity of process is comes out very nicely in one of the pastimes in 10th canto, where Krishna, who is sitting in Dwarka, Krishna in Dwarka is meditating. Now he is sitting in Dwarka. He is always conscious about how to deliver his devotees. Devotees who are constantly engaged. Now in a material whirlpool, in raging storm, in torrents of rains, when all these are attacking us, what a small, insignificant soul can do? Nothing. But when he is desperately calling, when he takes to this shelter, Deen Doyal Tumi Bhagavan, Parakoro Amai Shamne Tufan, he could see that this world is Tufan and is ready to take shelter, and every moment he is taking shelter, Krishna is also very conscious. He is very conscious. So, actually this nice pastime comes in the 10th canto that how Supreme Lord is very conscious that two of his devotees are performing such wonderful devotional service. Far away in the city of Mithila, Very wonderful devotional service they are performing. In fact, they were so engaged in chanting the names of the Lord, in performing worship of the deities. They were so engaged that they had no time to visit Dwarka when Krishna is staying there. They were thinking, how can we go to Dwarka? Because we are so much engaged in our service, we have no time to go and visit Dwarka. So Acharya explained that they had no time. So Krishna thought, okay, they are so busy in service, let me only go. Let me go and visit them. Will I go alone? No. I will take my whole entourage. He said, I never travel alone. I take all my devotees with me. Which devotees? Not some ordinary devotees. All the great sages. Narad Muni is there. Sukadev Goswami is there. Vyasadev is there. Atri Muni is there. So many are mentioned. I don't remember the names. But all these rishis he takes with them. And sets on for his yatra to the place where his devotees are staying. Instead of devotees coming for a yatra, Lord is going for a yatra. Let's go for a yatra now. Because his devotees are so nicely engaged in the deity worship and they are so busy serving my deity form that they have no time to come. So let me only go and visit what's happening. Let me go and meet them. And it is described that Lord sets on, he tells his charioteer, okay, that let's go, prepare the chariot. And the Lord sits there on the chariot. And the Lord sits on the chariot and all the sages are standing in the corner, you know. Oh, how can we sit? We are renounced sages. We'll walk. So then Supreme Personality there is explained, you know, that Krishna invites them. Acharya explained that although they are renounced and they are not supposed to take response to this so much opulence, but if they have to reach the same time as Krishna, Krishna will reach how many? It was a big distance. He said he will reach in a flash of a minute, you know, and the sages will keep walking and walking, and when they will reach, all the business is finished, all the yatra is finished. So then what are they going to do? So very practical. When Krishna is telling, come with me, come with me. So that Krishna says, please come on the chariot. I understand you are renounced, you will not accept, but now please, we have to travel together. So everybody comes on the chariot. So everybody comes and all of them. And it is described that the chariot was very fast. In fact, it went so fast. Actually, I don't have the number. It's a big, big distance. Some 90,000 miles or something. I just faintly recall. I don't know. But big distance. And he has to cross that. Within a fraction, he will just reach there. It's so fast. So such a big distance, somebody crosses so fast, who can see? Somebody can see? Nobody can see. Such a fast, you can't see, you can't perceive that movement. But it is described as he was passing, while passing, he reciprocated with each and every devotee on the path. As he was passing in the villages, or in the towns, or in the cities, whoever was there, they all came and worshipped to him. So Acharya explained, how could they see? First of all, it was so fast. And unless and until somebody is freed from sinful reactions, he cannot see Krishna. Unless and until somebody is free, he cannot see Krishna. So Acharya explains there that it is only by the special glance of Krishna that all their sins were eradicated. Then although Krishna's chariot was moving so fast, within a fraction, all these people could take darshan, could also worship him, could also offer their obeisances, everything they could do. Just because Krishna's glance was there on them. So now, crossing like this, so fast, finally they reach the city of Mithila. And it is described there that he was so pleased. Now, what was the cause of going to that city? Only cause is the deity worship and the services offered by these two devotees. That is the only cause. Just because those devotees are staying there in that kingdom of Mithila, just because those devotees are there, because of those two devotees, the whole city benefits. This is the wonderful opulence of Krishna consciousness. Even if one or two souls are very special, everybody gets benefit and darshan. Such is the opulence of Krishna consciousness movement. If one person is very exalted staying and you're all staying with them, that's all. Everybody gets the benefit. So as they entered, the whole kingdom came out. Everybody rushed out. And they started looking and taking darshan of Krishna with great love and affection. And they all offered obeisances. Immediately fell down flat, prostrated obeisances. And out of them, those two devotees for whom the Lord had come. And in fact, all these people, this is the first time they are taking darshan of the Lord, and this is the first time they are taking darshan of all these great sages of whom they had seen before, they have heard before. This is the first time they are having darshan. All these, so they are more excited. They always heard, you know, Narad Muni, Shukadev Goswami, Vyasadev, all these great sages, Krishna in Dwarka. First time they are coming and everybody becomes excited. Sometimes we have very VIP guests coming who has never come. Maybe last 20, 30 years, nobody has seen them in India. Some very senior Prabhupada disciple. Everybody becomes excited, you know. We remember when Satsuru Maharaj came. He was, so everybody, you know, became excited to see him. So went out. Something like that. So they had always heard, but they had never seen. First time, thinking darshan. Everybody came out. And the beautiful thing is, so they came out and they approached the Lord and they folded their hands and offered full obeisances. So I was telling the devotees this folding hands. Such an amazing, you know, cultural experience, folding hands. As soon as you fold hands, it just melts the heart of someone. Recently, we were in Odisha. I mean, just 1 month back. And we were told to distribute Back to Gauran magazines. So we were distributing Oriya BTG magazines. Just cost 5 rupees. It was special issue on Rath Yatra and few different topics on Kishore Gopinath and so many. So 5 rupees magazine. And it was not easy, difficult to sell this. Almost every person you approach, he buys. First of all, the whole Odisha, that areas we went, they are so pious and they are so cultured that they immediately just take it. Oh, Jagannath. Okay. Jagannath Kripa. Okay. Gopinath Kripa. Okay. That's all you tell them. They don't understand your language, you don't understand their language, you just tell them, Jagannath Kripa. Okay, 5 rupees. Gopinath Kripa, 5 rupees. So, and if somebody would not buy, I would really fold my hands and I would say, please, please buy. So then, one point, we approached one devotee, not devotee, one outside person, one shop. So I went to 30 shops in like 45 minutes and every shop bought this magazine. One person didn't buy. So then I went to him and I'm telling him, please buy this, Jagannath Kripa, Gopinath Kripa, whatever I knew now. He doesn't know Hindi, I don't know Odia. So we are communicating. Or this fellow knew little Hindi actually. So then I folded my hand. He was not ready to buy. I said, please, this is the last magazine, please buy. So I, of course, I told in Hindi. So I with desperation, you know, I folded hand. This is in Bhubaneswar, just opposite our guest house. So I, as soon as I folded my hands, he became wild. He just went wild, shouting at the top of his voice, how can you fold your hands? You are a Vaishnava. I am a Karmi. How can you fold your hands in front of me? And he's chastising me. I said, what a strange kind of chastisement. First of all, you're calling me Vaishnava. And then you are chastising. And in front of everyone, he's just getting angry. And actually, all the shopwalas who bought this magazine, they all came and standing watching the scene. And this person is becoming wild, you know. How can you call? Your guru has not given you any culture. You are a Vaishnava. Vaishnava folds hand only in front of the Supreme Personality, never in front of any materialistic person. You are a sadhu. You are this, that. So you are dressed like a sadhu. He became so angry. And after shouting for 10 minutes, he says, now, since you have folded hands, I have to buy. 5 rupees and he bought the magazine. So that is like culture of folding hands. So Shrutadeva and Bahulashva, you know, these two devotees, wonderful Vaishnavas. Shrutadeva and Bahulashva. The king Bahulashva and the Brahman Shrutadeva folded the hands. Please, Lord, come to our house. That's what Lord has come for, to come to your house. They are desperate. Deena Dhoyal Tumi Bhagavan. Parakoro Amai Shamne Tufan. So this, he says, please come to our house. And both of them are thinking, now Lord will go to one house only. No, he will not go to both the houses. So they are worried, you know, you'll go to his house and he will not come to my house. But anyway, Lord has come to reciprocate both the devotees. So he immediately, he doubles, duplicates, expands the whole set of sadhus and the whole, everyone doubles. So now he has, Krishna is there and all the sages are there and all the brahmanas and Vaishnavas are there. And now they decide to go to both the houses. So Bahulashva is thinking that they have come only to my house. And Shrutadeva is thinking they have come to only to my house. Oh, the poor Bahulashva, he's just left out, you know. And then, you see the wonderful reciprocation. See, Lord is perfect. He can reciprocate with everyone. Full of all rasas. Akhila rasamrita murti. There's no harm. You get full, complete reciprocation with the Lord. No, full guarantee with that. So here, these devotees who are worshipping so intensely now, finally, they got the chance. And first, the whole is described in Bhagavatam, Lord's visit at Bahulashva's king's house. And this wonderful episode is described there that as soon as he goes to the house, now king, you know, so he has wonderful asanas, comfortably seated everyone. But he's disturbed. He's just in too much anxiety, you know. Supreme personality with all the great sages have come. So he's so much anxiety. He's just running here and there, trying to arrange things, putting asanas, offering them water. Then he gets the water for washing their feet. And he washes the feet of... He's so excited. Actually, this pastime came to my mind because we went to Odisha Yatra. And it's amazing there. Any house you went, they get so excited just by seeing, you know, a group of sadhus have come. They get so excited that you feel ashamed, you know, come on, I am not a Vaishnava. This, you feel really like running away from there sometimes. They get so excited. They are so simple people. Very simple. Just by seeing the group of like devotees coming and doing Harinam, they all run into their house, get the conch shells, start blowing conch shells, bring a whole aarti plate, start doing your aarti. Even if you're not visiting their house sometimes, you're just passing and somebody just sees you from a corner, you know. Start blowing conch shell, get so excited and all the family comes out. And by the end of village, you realize the whole village is doing Harinam with you. So, and then if you're going to their house, you just can't enter without getting your feet washed. Impossible. So you are, and in 2-3 places we went, because this is the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the same route. So we went to these places, and 2-3 places we went, we just entered the place. So foot washing, aarti, and conch shells being blown, and everybody, so flower garland, sometimes throwing flowers, sometimes offering, a few devotees were there with us. And then at these places, they, 2-3 places, they immediately took up their musical instrument, started singing a song, you know. Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakur, Doyar Sagar. So we were like wonderstruck, what are we supposed to do now? So we are all sitting and here he is performing the aarti and he's singing this song. Oh, hey, Vaishnava, full song he sings. And in a completely different tune, you know, out of completely different, we never heard that. So some devotees are bewildered, what is this? Is it, should we respect? Should we call it deviation? What is this? But we were like humbled completely. What is happening here? You know, so much worship is going on. They got really excited. There's so many devotees. And he's singing with desperation, you know. He's bringing his wife, his children. Eka ki amar nahi pae bala hari nama sankirtan. He's getting so excited. And then he's telling. And then he says, you know, what is the next line? And then he sings. Amito, amito kangala. Shraddha bindu diya. Then he's Shraddha Bindu Diya. He's like becoming so dramatic. And we are like all, you know, youngsters sitting there, you know. And he has his own family. It's very awkward. But amazing culture they have. Very, very special. Touching to the heart. And somebody receives you like that. And anything ready to do, you know. Anything. Our devotee, one of our devotee, he went to take bath. So he soaked his clothes in the bucket. And he went to attend nature's call. And by the time he came back, all his clothes were washed and put on the rope line. And he's looking in all four directions. Who is this person who has done it, you know? Then he realized the local ladies of the village, they got so excited. Sadhus have come. How can they do the service for themselves? We have to serve. So excited. So many things like that. So many things. Everybody became so excited. So here... this Shrutadeva and Bahulajwa became so excited that sadhus have come and Krishna has come himself, start glorifying. Their heart was overflowing with joy. Yes, another thing, eyes were full of tears. And now we stayed, every night we stayed in a different village. Every night. And we were busy in our own work, we hardly like, we are city people, we don't know how to reciprocate with village people, it's completely different culture. So we would go to the terrace and just lie down. And time of eating, we would come and eat. And do Harinam, whatever business. So we didn't have like personal intimate exchanges with this family, any of the families. But at the end, the next morning, so one night we came, and in darkness they hardly saw our faces also. Because there's no light, they are putting their lamps and torches. They could hardly recognize who is who. But they could recognize Harinam is going on. Harinam is going on. Very excited. So morning when we are leaving, this the main person of the house, the chief, he's coming and embracing everyone. He's in tears, he's crying. And we have no emotions. We are wondering, what are we supposed to do now? How to reciprocate with these emotions? And practically in every village, the husband is crying, the wife is crying, the uncle, auntie, whoever is there, everybody is crying. And we are wondering, what is happening here, you know? So, first experience for many of us. I don't know, other villages might be like this. But Orissa is a special place, really. And very simple people, very simple. So his eyes were also in tears. He bowed down and washed the feet with intense devotion. And then took Charanamrit and sprinkled over all the family, all over the house, all the members. Everybody starts sprinkling the Charanamrit. And then he brought wonderful gifts. He brought incense, deepa, flowers, then all kind of wonderful clothes, ornaments. He got so excited, Bahulashwa, king. But in the heart he is thinking, how is it possible? Prabhupada is writing here, material entanglement. How is it possible? I am a soul in material activities. How is it that I got so much mercy? And when he thinks of that, all the more he gets emotional. Because he just can't think. He just can't imagine getting so much mercy. In spite of being involved in such material entanglement. So this is interesting. By reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, one may not understand intellectually what Supreme Lord is. Achintya Lord, inconceivable. His activities will not be able to understand. One thing one understands, how Supreme Lord is such great. He is the Supreme Vibhu, Supreme Omnipotent, Omniscient. And how he comes to reciprocate with devotees. So at least two things will be generated in the heart. Humility and gratitude. Only thing you can feel is feel grateful. So feeling so humble and then feeling grateful. This is what was happening. You know, you're going to these places. First of all, we are feeling humble. These people have such good culture and here we are. We don't have like such kind of, we have never seen in our families, such kind of, most of us. And then so much grateful for what Prabhupada has given us. Because they realize more than sometimes we realize what we are doing. They get so excited. So much gratitude is there. So here he's telling that I am engaged. So, and then he starts praying. Praying to the Lord. There are many prayers, but time is less. So I will not discuss all the prayers. But one of the prayers he says, he glorifies the Lord. He glorifies. He says, he starts offering obeisances. He says, all obeisances to the one, to the Supreme Lord who is having unrestricted intelligence. Now see, he's using chosen words to fulfill his desire. His desire was Krishna to stay with him for some days. Right? So he's specifically choosing prayers to say. He says, obeisances to the Supreme Lord with unrestricted intelligence. And obeisances to the Nar Narayan Rishi who dwells in perfect peace in Badrikashram. Why he's telling that? He says, he's indicating to him, he said that you are the one with unrestricted intelligence. Please, if you stay with me, if I get your association, if I can stay with you for some days, all my doubts and materialistic contamination will be washed away. Just by associating with you, my intelligence will get completely purified of all materialistic tendencies. So please, stay. And then, you say, you are Narayan. If I tell you to stay here, you are from Dwarka and my kingdom, although I am a king, but it is a small kingdom. So you may say, somebody may say, how can Krishna stay here? It's a small kingdom. Dwarka is a big kingdom. So my question is, are you not staying as Narayan performing austerities in Badrikashram? What opulence do you have there? If you can stay there, you can stay at my house also. Please offer this benediction. Stay for some days at our house. And typically this statement was heard many of these villages also. Please stay some more days. They had a small house, very small house, one room. And of course, there's no question of toilet and bathroom. That's somewhere in the fields you have to go. And so that's one room and one terrace they have. And they can see that they cannot like accommodate in that sense in terms of space, you know. And most of Brahmacharis are traveling with big, big mosquito nets. So they need at least like 8 by 3 feet space to sleep. So they are not going to like sleep next to each other. So, nobody's going to sleep without mosquito nets. So, they are so excited. Please come and stay with us. And then they are saying, please purify. We need to get purified, you know. And I am thinking, you purify us. We are getting purified by this Dham Yatra. So, like that. So, then he is demanding, please stay and sanctify with the dust of your lotus feet. Please stay here. And similarly, Shrutadev. When Krishna goes to his house, now, Shrutadev is a poor Brahman. Does he have anything to offer? He doesn't have any big ornaments or lot of flowers or whatever. Clothes. He doesn't have such opulence to offer. But if you have not seen, you should see the picture. Very beautiful picture. He gets so excited by seeing that he has his shawl. He is wearing a dhoti and he has his shawl. He takes off his shawl and start waving his shawl and start dancing ecstatically. He just goes, that's what he can present to the Lord. And believe me, the same scene I remember seeing in a village in Odisha. This man got so excited, started dancing, you know, with all kind of, he got so excited. And he was also not wearing anything on the top, dhoti, and he's exciting and jumping and dancing and, oh, Vaishnavas have come. So Shrutadev got so excited. That now is the time to get purified. Now all my material contamination will be washed away. Oh, I am involved in materialistic household activities. I need some shelter. Now the time has come. See, Krishna perfectly reciprocates. He can see. One of the prayer which Bahulashva says, he says, you are the super soul. You are the soul of all. Now what is Bahulashva's realization when seeing Krishna? He says, you are the soul of all. You are the self-illuminated witness. So there, Prabhupada explained, Acharya explained there, that self-illuminated spiritual existence, what does it mean? Witness. He says, if you are doing bhakti and you have doubt, is Krishna reciprocating? Is Krishna watching? Such lifetime, pura jivan bhakti kiya hai, the whole life they have done bhakti. Is something happening or not? When he sees Krishna's reciprocation, the first thing he says, you are the soul of all, you are the self-illuminated witness. Does somebody need to tell you what somebody is doing at his house? Krishna knows everything. He knows everybody's heart. Self-illuminated. Nobody needs to inform you. And witness. You know everything what somebody is doing. So I'm overwhelmed that you know what worship I have done and now you have come to reciprocate. Shrutadeva also is ecstatic. He doesn't have much to offer. He also offers whatever. He runs to the forest. In fact, he doesn't even have asan to offer. He's running to different neighbor houses, getting some seeds to offer, makes them sit. Offers them whatever, some fruits, roots, some flowers, whatever he can offer. Offers, washes their feet, sits down at the lotus feet and with his wife and takes the feet of Krishna in his lap and starts massaging after feeding him nicely. And now this is the last section. So he starts feeding, starts massaging the feet very nicely. And when he's massaging, so it's very nice. All the sages are sitting, Krishna is there and in middle, Shrutadeva is sitting and massaging the feet. And it starts glorifying. He said, actually, who says you have never revealed? You are there with us right from the beginning of creation. So all the poor Brahman, he knows perfectly, he is full knowledge. He says, you are there since the beginning of creation with us. Actually, you are there in pervading every atom of the universe. But to whom you reveal? Do you reveal everyone so easily? You never reveal to people who are too absorbed in materialistic activities. Too absorbed. So they are too absorbed in the materialistic activities. One of the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, samsara samsara kori miche gelo kal, labna hoilo kichu ghatilo jamjar. Samsara samsara. You got so absorbed in thinking about materialistic obligations and duties that labna hoilo, what benefit they will get. So although Krishna is in all the existence, but they cannot see. They cannot perceive. But to whom you present yourself? So very nicely he is speaking these beautiful prayers. He says, actually, yeah, you reveal only to those who are constantly hearing and chanting your glories, constantly worshipping your deity form, and constantly thinking how to glorify you in this material existence. To such pure living entities, you who constantly hear, chant, worship, and glorify, to them you reveal. Naham prakasha sarvasya. I do not reveal to everyone who is really interested in this. He has no other interest. Glorifying, hearing, chanting and worshipping the Lord. And he glorifies the Lord. He says, and what happens if you reveal? As soon as you reveal, all the troubles of the human life end there. Absolutely. All the troubles of the human life are mitigated. Ekona bhujino prabhu tomara charana. He has understood that now, just by taking shelter, Ashoka Bhaya Amrita, Purna Sarvakhana, all the troubles are mitigated, all the lamentation, all the fears. And then he is asking the question. He is telling, you relieve the distress of all surrendered souls. Tell me, how shall I serve you? So there, this point comes very nicely. And he says, how shall I serve you? Shrutadev, Krishna takes the hand of Shrutadev in his hand. And then he says, Very important, actually, these four verses he speaks. He says, he takes the hand of Shutadev in his hand and he says, it is described, the Lord who relieves the distress of all surrendered devotees took the hand of this Brahmana and smilingly spoke as follows, knowing the heart of his friend, as if he wants to offer him something very special. What did he offer? He took the hand and said, he said, oh my dear Brahmana, the way you have worshipped me, it's amazing, it's very pleasing. You have given your heart and soul to worship me. I am really pleased by your words, by your prayers. But then he said something. He said, you see all these Brahmanas who have come with me, all these exalted sages, all these Vaishnavas. He says, wherever I go, they travel with me. Wherever I go, they travel with me. Why? These Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, these sages, they travel to bless the whole world with the dust of the lotus feet. So now he's like glorifying his associates. So our acharyas explain, maybe Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains there, that Krishna was thinking that maybe, or Shutadev has enough worshipped me, but he has not worshipped my associates properly. So he says, actually they purify wherever they go with the dust of the lotus feet. He said, if you see Ganges, if you see my deity form, or if you go to holy places, very gradually by seeing, by touching, or by worshipping, my deity form, he's telling himself deity form, even the holy places you go, he says, even you go to the Ganges or the holy rivers, very gradually they purify. People are very excited to go to rivers, dhams, and worship the deities. Very gradually they purify. But you know what is the power of Brahmana and Vaishnavas, these pure devotees? Same result can be achieved simply by glance of these exalted sages. Same result. And then he says, what is the glories of Brahmanas? He says, anywhere at birth they are very exalted. And then he says, they are more exalted by austerity, by their learning. And they are completely self-satisfied. But what to speak if they have great devotion to me? So birth one is exalted. By austerity and learning, one gets more exalted. But by their devotion, they are even more exalted. And then finally he says, even my four-armed Vishnu form is not as dear to me as these Brahmanas, as these Vaishnavas. So therefore, one who worships my deity form, thinking that all divinity exists in deity form. One who worships my holy places, thinking all divinity exists there. One who worships the holy rivers, he does not know the reality. He says, all the divinity form exists in devotees. But one who neglecting that offends my learned devotees, learned brahmanas, for him there is no hope. So therefore, he takes the hand and he says, what you should do, you worship them with the same faith as you worship me. Mat shraddhaya archaya. This is direct worship. Not even possible by offering of vast riches. Worship them with the same faith as you are worship me. So like that, this is beautiful. So he blesses Shrutadev. He says, that is my blessing or my gift to you, my offering to you. And then he agrees to stay in the house of this Brahmana, Shrutadev. So like that. So wonderful. The Prabhupada writes here, he is never entangled, and devotees who follow in his footsteps are also never entangled. So worshipping the Lord and his devotees. This principle is a recognized way to come to the platform of bhakti. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai.